Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Earlier this month, the South Dakota Arts Council partnered with the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, Racing Magpie, and the Journey Museum and Learning Center. And this collaboration brought a group of South Dakota artists together for Love, Fight, Pray, Rising Ochatishakawin Voices. You can see that now on YouTube. I highly recommend it. And joining us today to talk more about this project, we have Peter Strong. He is director and co-owner of Racing Magpie. Peter, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Troy Kilpatrick is executive director of the Journey Museum. Welcome back, Troy.
Thank you, Lori. Thanks for having us all on today.
Yeah, and we have two of the artists who performed in this project. Talon Bazil is an artist from the Crow Creek, Dakota, and Cheyenne River Lakota tribes. He's been on the program before. Talon, nice to talk to you again.
Hey, Lori, wopila for having me on again. I appreciate it.
And a first-time guest who I'm so excited to meet, Bdaysan Wee, Rose Little White Man. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We are going to spend most of our time with these artists and hear some of their work. But first, I want to talk a little bit to Troy and Peter about this this process and how it all came together so listeners have an understanding of the partnership and really how far these voices were carried through the partnership with the Kennedy Center. Troy, will you kick us off and help us? How long was this in the works? What is it all a part of?
Well, Lori, you know, the way it is in 2020, things happen pretty quick. And so we all have to be agile and nimble. And I'm not sure that there was more than, and Peter can correct me, maybe not more than 3 or 4 weeks of preparation time. The opportunity came forward to us through the South Dakota Arts Council. Sarah Carlson kind of was the point person for reaching out and connecting all of us. And so I just feel we were blessed to be asked to be a part of it. I felt it really met our mission and vision at the Journey Museum and Learning Center to be a part of a program like this that helped feature arts and culture and the voices of our communities in a time and a day when we really need to appreciate and understand the diversity of our communities.
Yeah, and this is, part of the performances were held at the Journey. Some were held at Racing Magpie. Peter, talk about the coordination of that coming together so quickly, the opportunity that you that door opened, you got to run through it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the Kennedy Center was really the root of all of this, and they're this international center for the arts in Washington, D.C., and, you know, they asked the Arts Council for support, who asked... we were brought in to help connect Indigenous voices to this opportunity. The Arts Council really recognized the need for Native voices to be lifted up as exemplary from South Dakota. And, these two amazing performers who were on the call, and the Wake Singers, and Senri, the other poet, were just incredible. And with virtual production, there's both challenge, like you said, and an opportunity, and we were able to just jump and make it happen. And I hope it came across as a really engaging feature of just the very tip of the iceberg about all the creativity in South Dakota.
Yeah, it really did. Bdaysan Wee, we're going to hear some poetry from you today in a moment, but I'm wondering if, and you're going to share that with us live here on the radio, as I understand it. I hope you say yes, because I just put the pressure on you. But tell us a little bit about your art. You work in words and then also in images. Tell us a little bit about yourself as an artist, and you got started at quite a young age for one reason and have evolved.
So most of my art, whether it be my poetry or my physical art through painting and drawing, I recently got into bookbinding and Scientography, which are very good stress relievers. Most of my art revolves around my mental health and how I cope through it, and it's shaped me into the person that I am today. Especially my poetry. Reading poems from when I first began writing to reading them how they are now, they've not only evolved, but they also transitioned into my passion in wanting to help the world change in some way, even if it's the simplest things. As a poet, I'm pretty sure other poets can relate that the simplest things matter the most. It doesn't matter if it's an eyelash on your cheek or if it's a paperclip that goes missing in your folder of files that you keep in your office. The simple things matter. And with my poetry, I noticed that a lot of my poems not only revolve around my mental health, but they are starting to revolve around world issues. I recently wrote poems regarding the BLM, MMIW, how climate change is impacting the world and how climate change is impacting our lives spiritually and mentally and physically. So, yeah, as a poet and as a artist, it's a beautiful stress reliever. It's magical. It's a process. And being an artist, you kind of also have to deal with the struggles of, is this good enough? And the questions of, will this go anywhere? What will this make me accomplish? What will this accomplish? And a lot of artists and writers, we all think that when we create something, it's for other people. When we kind of forget that it's about ourselves too. When we write, it's for ourselves. When we draw, when we paint, it's for ourselves. It's for our own passion and our own enjoyment. And in the long run, yeah, if it makes some people happy, that's beautiful. But as artists, we kind of forget that it's for ourselves too. And that's one of the struggles that I kind of have been dealing with for a very long time. And I've been slowly understanding that I'm still valid as an artist, even if I'm writing only once every week or once every few weeks. Whether you stop writing, whether you stop creating art, you're still an artist. You're still a writer. It doesn't matter if you stopped doing the things that make you that. You're still a writer. You're still a poet. You're still an artist.
I think that resonates with a lot of listeners right now. Thank you for that. Will you read something for us? Will you read one poem, and then we'll bring Talon into the conversation and play something of his? What would you like to read for us first?
I could read Environmental Confusion. This one is Excellent. About the environment, and I wrote this back in 2017. But because as a poet, I kind of... I go back and reread poetry and I rewrite things and make them stronger and make them kind of adapt to the present day. So, yes.
Thank you. Go ahead when you're ready. This is Pate Sanwi, if you're just tuning in.
I don't know much about the environment. Wait, that's not true. I know a lot about the environment. I know about the beautiful blue sky, the way the trees dance in the wind, and how the air gives us life. I wake up every morning to the sun rays gleaming out from the cracks of my blinds. I can see the gentle morning dew on the ground. Sometimes a squirrel is seen climbing trees in search of food. But behind that pretty picture is an awful story. I'm not trying to sound dramatic. I mean towers as high as mountains spitting fumes and gas into our air. Slowly, our ozone layer is deteriorating, and we are fully aware of that. Remember how the air gave us life? Imagine what it'll give us now. Light pollution will make us forget outer space exists because streetlights are more mesmerizing than stars, but you can't map artificial light. You can't tell stories about the constellations or how our home lives in the Milky Way. I live in the country, but I haven't seen the Milky Way for almost 2 years. We treat plastic like it'll grow trees. Instead, it halts our ecosystem from growing. Oceans are filled with plastic, and the creatures of the sea are left with the question, why have I done to you? I thought this madness would end when the Great Barrier Reef died, but we killed more endangered species than we did trying to save them. The government continues to take the homes and murder the lives of innocents. 20% of the Amazon rainforest no longer exists. and neither do the animals. Instead of facing our problems, we find ways to run away. Colonizing another planet won't save ours. I could go on and on about our corrupted world, but it wouldn't make a difference.
You're just tuning in. You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio, and we've welcomed some artists and some coordinators, partners from the Love, Fight, Pray performance, Rising of Cheti Shakumi Voices. It was a partnership with the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, and we're going to put a link up to the full performance on our website after the program at listen.sdpb.org. Talon Basil, this poem that she read is so powerful. I have chills, and it speaks to so much, and I'm wondering if you could start, we're going to hear a song of yours in a moment here, but could start by talking a little bit about artists speaking to cultural moments. You know, Ptesan, we talked about, you know, the eyelash on your cheek and that small thing, and yet this broad thing that the whole planet is concerned about. What is the role of the artist and of the arts in speaking to the personal and the universal? How do you wrestle with that as an artist as well?
For me, I surround myself with music every day of my life because it's the only thing that was really there for me. And especially, you know, I grew up in Eagle Butte, Crow Creek, and I have love for, you know, my dark side and my no heart family. And even though I was in IHS housing and Crow Creek, you know, I come from Bad Nation, Oyate Sicho, where people make songs every day for the people, spiritual music that's even if those people don't hear it, they have a song that's for them. There's a lot of people out there that don't know they have a song that's for them, that my uncles made with the Bad Nation drum group to dance, to live, to laugh, to sing, to heal, to cry, all of those things. And I think in a time like this, and I fret to even say, I wonder if this time just always was. For me personally, this art is my way of getting that reaction and that reflection out, because I tried this before and nobody cared. I went to the University of Pennsylvania and it felt like, you know, it didn't matter what I did and what I tried to do for the tribe and the people and our image. But the art throughout all of it gave me a way to process my own memories and struggles. And this historical memory that sometimes doesn't feel so tangible to me. Like, people know, if you're really from Eagle Butte and you were there in 2007, how different is it now? How crazy, like, it hurts me every day. And like yesterday, driving through Rapid City to help my half side go and paint at the Indian Collective office, seeing how they interpreted all these things going on and how similar that is. But then driving through Rapid City and feeling that that hurt that everybody's going through and that struggle, it's why I make the music, why the way I do it. I put myself in a really vulnerable place and a pitiful place sometimes, but it's because it's music that I feel that others will hear. And even if it's not directly what I'm talking about, they can say like, oh, I've heard that, I've felt this before, this is familiar to me, or I feel like I'm represented in a song finally, or my community is, or my, you know, whoever. So I do those things for that. And for people like the Montgomery Teoshpae that was recently attacked, and that elder and their family that was abused, I do that for things like that. So for me as artists, you know, not all artists are doing this. I'm not saying it's a requirement, but at least for this kind of art that I'm trying to do, the spiritual art, I'm trying to bring a healing that isn't so, you know, forcibly positive, but a healing that addresses all of this negativity that's going on and still stay strong through it. Because I feel like we have to face these things. We can't keep pretending like South Dakota is great places, great faces, when all of this stuff is happening every day in our communities. And it's at micro levels and large grand scale levels. And it can't be ignored. So for me, this music, I bump it as loud as I can, and especially the music that speaks to my spirit.
Yeah. Again, another Goosebumps performance from you during this partnership with the Kennedy Center. And so I encourage people to tune in and see that. But for today, we're going to play a song that you brought with us. We're going to listen to the song together here. Tell us a little bit about it before we hit play. What do you want to say?
Yeah, this is so last time I was on here, I gave you all an exclusive listen to the intro track of the next album, Traveling the Multiverse with Iktomi Part 1, Coyote, and that featured Cody Blackbird and Jess James. This one is the outro song for that same album, and it's called Oven Heater. It's featuring NP, Noah Pakotis, Nate Dunnigan, correctly, Tone Down, and Nia Nichols. And the song is it's speaking to that part of the coyote. Imagine the coyote. He's so hurt and starved and beat up, and people have chased him away and yelled at him, and he's pitiful, but he's still dancing happily in his own way, walking around, because he knows that he can survive through anything. And in that, we're telling the people we're going through hardships and we're not all making the right decisions all the time. We make mistakes. Nobody is free of a mistake, but we can all just dance through it and get through it and still live with that grace.
Here is Oven Heater.
I find my mind all day, soul screaming, I'm just trying to get away from my demons. I don't even know my name. A further dream is finding all the brighter days, all the brighter days. I find my mind all day, soul screaming, I'm just trying to get away. My demons, I don't even know my name. For the dreamers, finding all the brighter days, all the brighter days.
Yo, back then I don't play. Yes, way back when, a time away. The sun don't shine today, but the guy's unchanged. Depression's a mess, but underneath the guy's is unchanged. The guy's in my wave. I'll find a way to be okay and free my being. Please believe me, I'm finding my state of being. Then I'ma be me. I'm hiding from my mind's way of being. You come see, I'm spying between the blinds of my own destiny. Please peep the switch of flows. Slope approach, I be among the most. My region beat of gold, my team of pros. I speak of reaching goals, I seek the peak of flows. In terms of speaking prose, cause right underneath, hey, it really be me, hey. I'm finding the scene, hey, and be complete. Yeah, cause right underneath, hey, it really be me, hey. I'll find a new scene, yo, and be complete.
I find my mind all day, soul screaming, I'm just trying to get away from my demons, I don't even know my name. For the dreamers, finding all the brighter days, I find my mind all day. So screaming, I'm just trying to get away from my demons, I don't even know my name. For the dreamers, finding all the brighter days, hey, all the brighter days.
Picture my ride home, sometimes I'm cruising through the time zones. Why alone? I ain't got an answer, just a dial tone. Side note, I could write a book for every milestone. Write poems in the light, about the dark. Learned how to start a sweat fly with some bark. Now I'm sitting in the back, on the heart, just to pray for a day where they all get a spark. Leave a mark on the world, way different from the start. Break a heart with the tales of a sand from the land. Women to the mills, feeling like we all damn. What's the plan? I don't know, son. Take it as it comes. If you see the cavalry, best to not to run. Our spirits way stronger than a finger trigger gun. Fast forward, now we fighting with the law, with the plug. Now there's meth, so the love so shunned in the slum. Same cuss, a different day. Death, alcohol, drugs. Let you choose, so be it. We are stronger than the negative. Gotta laugh at tricks getting played on my shit again. We all gotta suffer just to get on up and live again. So live again. Really couldn't tell you any different. Just another tale from the soul. Got a little growth, now I'm pushing for some more. Just another tale from the soul. Got a little growth, now I'm pushing for more.
I find my mind all day, soul screaming, I'm just trying to get away from my demons, I don't even know my name. A further dream is finding all the brighter days, all the brighter days. I find my mind all day, soul screaming, I'm just trying to get away from my demons, I don't even know my name. For the dreamers, finding all the brighter days, all the brighter days.
Yeah. That is Oven Heater featuring NP, Nate Dennegan, vocals from Mia Nichols, and Tone Down, all from Town Basil. It's part of the upcoming release, Traveling the Multiverse with Iktomi, Part 1, Coyote. And thank you, Talon, for bringing us that. It always feels like such a gift. So we really appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for receiving it. And I really appreciate this platform and space.
Tayson, we thank you. It's such a great honor to get to know you as a poet. We hope you'll come back and read for us again and talk more about poetry in the days ahead. Thank you for today.
Thank you for having me.
Troy Kilpatrick with the Journey Museum and Learning Center, thanks as well. We look forward to talking to you in the future.
I look forward to being on again, Laurie. Thank you for everything you do and in the moment. And it's great that you're able to continue to shed more light for all of our community members. So thank you.
And Peter Strong with Racing Magpie, thanks as well. More to come. We'll hope to have you back on soon.
Great, thanks. And make sure to check out the Wake Singers too.
Wake Singers also. And I'm sorry, tell me the other poet's name that was featured.
Senri.
Senri, thank you. Yeah. So we'd love to... this is all part of the Kennedy Center partnership with the Journey Museum and Learning Center and Racing Magpie. It's Arts Across America, and we'll put a link up on our website after the program. You can also go directly there at kennedycenter.org. Look for their digital stage productions.